Following an aerial assessment of multiple areas, the Alaska Department of Transportation determined that some mountains along the Richardson Highway are still fairly active. DOT maintenance engineer Jason Sakalaskas said once those areas are deemed safe, crews will begin work on the northern end of the avalanche area near milepost 39.
On the north side, we do not see a lot of large avalanches, which is good. So the cleanup efforts in that location should fairly, I'll say, minimal or for fairly expeditious.
As for the Keystone Canyon area, there is still a significant amount of water behind the north side of the dam created by Saturday's slide. Sakalaskas said there is no safe way to approach relieving the water without moving it from the downstream side. But he did see one positive from the area. The low river in the canyon has begun flowing again.
We do see this as a positive measure because obviously it will drain the impounded flow, but also will be a controlled release of the water, which is on the north side of the canyon.
Temperatures are expected to be in the 20s and 30s for the rest of the week, but DOT officials are hoping for cooler temperatures to help stabilize avalanche conditions, especially at higher elevations. They don't expect to find any road damage from the slides. Valdez is still accessible by ferry and plane. The Alaska Marine Highway System modified its schedule to 3 direct trips between Whittier and Valdez. Normally, the ferry Aurora sails clockwise from Cordova to Whittier to Valdez and back to Cordova. DOT Deputy Commissioner Ruben Yost explains.
Tuesday, there'll be a trip in each direction, starting from Valdez to Whittier, then back from Whittier to Valdez. Thursday, we'll have the normal Whittier to Valdez sailing. Friday, we'll have a Valdez to Whittier sailing. Saturday, another Whittier to Valdez, and finishing up Sunday with a Valdez to Whittier.
AeroAlaska also added a fourth flight between Valdez and Alaska. A voluntary evacuation advisory from the city is still in effect for residents in the Nordic and Alpine Woods subdivisions of the 10-mile area. The Valdez City Council plans to hear an update on the situation during a special meeting tonight. Reporting from Valdez, I'm Tony Gorman.